I have nothing against the diving team. I'm serious, I don't. But they are in the weeds now. They are in the deep, deep weeds over here. I'm watching, listening to this. The camera guy is back and forth. I mean, I'm getting dizzy watching this now, Mike. They're talking about the platform, the 3-meter platform in women's diving, renovations of the natatorium at UNM. One of the persons on the Board of Regents suggested, why are we getting rid of the women's diving team? We got all these women on the diving team. Don't we have these? We need these numbers and everything, man. And
not just a person, student regent Garrett Adcock, who is a wild card in all of this, right?
Yeah.
It's getting interesting. Rob Doty's coming on board now. Regent president, Rob Doty's coming on board. Yeah. I mean, they might be in for a long night. I mean, I don't know if it's like a jury and they've got somebody bringing them in dinner, but I don't know if they're going sport by sport.
Yeah, I don't know how you wrap this up and go, okay, you ready to vote? Let's do it, because it seems like there's a lot of Q&A here on the different sports and the different things within the different sports that they're looking at. I mean, it's
at the onset, just from like what the amount of time that we've invested in this. In my mind, if you save the diving team, that puts a little bit more play and balance for the other sports that have been cut, because you're adding more women's programs back. You're not taking away from them. So then suddenly now you have some ammunition if you're a soccer player or whatever.
This, you know what's interesting about this to me is, and I was going to make a comment, something along the lines of, this is about as interesting as watching darts or cornhole on ESPN6 or something. You know what I'm saying? But it's very important. I understand that. Why was this not all talked about before all of this? I mean, all of these questions, all this Q&A about the different sports and the different things that are within each sports and how it all ties into the athletic department and the budget and Title IX and all those kind of things. It's almost as if for the first time they're asking questions and trying to get answers with these questions, and it's like they voted on it 3 weeks ago. And because the Attorney General Hector Baldera said they violated the Open Meetings Act, that's why they're back here today. I mean, it just, at times, it just doesn't make sense. So let me reset the stage for you here, okay, on what has transpired today. The board meeting with the Board of Regents over at UNM, they were basically told they needed to have another meeting to vote again because the first meeting violated the Open Meetings Act, okay? So they scheduled another meeting. They told everybody about it, scheduled for Friday, 1 o'clock. So they're in there. You got the roughly 500 people, 500 chairs laid out so that people could come in there and watch this thing take place. It was 500 plus chairs, and they were all filled. And there was another 200 to 300 people that showed up, standing room only crowd. 53 people signed up to speak to the Board of Regents. And it looks like they've decided to take another break. Is that what they've done?
It's over. Meeting's been adjourned.
They've adjourned the meeting, which means they've tabled this for another meeting?
Incorrect, Bob. Two things just happened.
Okay.
Garrett Adcock, student regent, made a motion to virtually save the women's diving team.
Okay.
Taking it out of the proposal is the official motion. They voted on that. It passed. The women's diving team is no longer, at least at this point, being considered for cutting sports.
Okay, so it looks like the women's diving team has been saved here at this meeting.
At least reinstated
There's only a women's diving team.
Correct.
Right?
Okay. At the conclusion of that, they made a motion to move forward with the rest of the proposal, which would include eliminating men's and women's skiing, and women's beach volleyball. That motion was seconded, a unanimous 7-0 vote to move forward with cutting those sports.
That was a quick little tie-up right there. With all the question, all the Q&A, the back and forth, and then they just decided, okay, we're saving the women's diving team, and we're moving forward with everything else.
I mean, after all an hour of question and answers, of which many of the questions were not necessarily related to the conversation that took place over the first 3.5 hours. And I can't say I'm surprised, but it's a little frustrating. I can't believe that somebody didn't make a motion to table this thing.
There's a couple of things that I'm watching here. Garrett Adcock, he looks like he's speaking with some of the girls on the diving team here. I don't know who they are, but he's introducing himself, and maybe they're coming up and thanking him. Maybe that's what they're doing there. But, you know, to put these young people through this for the last 3 weeks, that's absolutely ridiculous. Okay. I mean, they've got lives too, and their lives have probably been turned upside down a little bit here because of the Board of Regents and maybe their short-sightedness with all of this. Why the hell didn't they discuss all this before they had their first meeting and figured out that the diving team didn't need to go away? Why run them through the rigors for the last 3 weeks? And then at the last 10 minutes of a 5-hour freaking meeting over here, they go, you know what? Let's just save the diving team, but we'll proceed with everything else. Good night. We're out of here. Meeting adjourned. I mean,
I just can't.
You know, that just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, so they in a matter of 10 minutes, when they started discussing the women's swim team and the diving and all of that and the natatorium and the renovations that took place over there a couple of years ago, that was able to be saved in a matter of 10 minutes with a little back and forth. Are they throwing a bone at somebody over here? Is that what that's about? We'll save the diving team, but everything else is going. Meeting adjourned.
I mean, when we found out the diving team out of all of this was one of the ones that was most suspect because they basically had an answer for every claim in Eddie Nunez's proposal. They said the facilities weren't up to par. They said, no, that's not true. Our facilities are on par with everybody in the conference with the exception of Air Force.
So how did they land on the list originally?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who knows? It doesn't make any sense. Like, this is a Title IX cut. Well, we're a bunch of women. That doesn't really make any sense. It doesn't. So I'm not totally surprised to see diving taken off the block, but I am absolutely shocked after basically 10 hours over the course of two meetings, even though they were the same meeting, that you, I don't know, man.
It's over now. Okay, we can all move on. It's all forgotten now.
I mean, I guess. Is that the way this is going to happen?
There's lawsuits that are going to come up. There's going to be some different lawsuits. I mean, and then from the get-go, what I said before, I said, look, I think they're going to vote as they now have apparently done. They've voted to axe the sports that they originally decided to cut except for the diving team. So congratulations to them. I'm guessing they're very, very happy tonight. But I had said, look, they're going to vote just as they did before. And the only thing that's going to save them, because they would look very, very foolish, and I think they look foolish here because they've run these young ladies through the ringer for the last several weeks thinking their program was going away. And then all of a sudden, in the matter of 10 minutes, they reverse decision on that one. It's like, really? I mean, really? So I thought this was going to happen here where they were going to vote, as they have pretty much done here. And they're going to have somebody higher up tell them, nope, you're going to change it. And the only way that's going to happen is if the university finds some more money somewhere, or the state legislature with a new governor and a bunch of new politicians up in Santa Fe decide, you know what, there's enough outcry that we're gonna come up with the money to fund these programs. And that takes the Board of Regents off the hook because they can say, well, okay, well, we did what we needed to do. But now the governor, the legislature, they've come up with the money. So, okay, you got the money. The sports has been reinstated. And maybe that's the recourse here. Luckily, we got our buddy Will Weber of the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's been over there all day long. We've seen him in the video, so he's got a front row seat to all of this. He's doing some interviews now with some of the people that were involved with the decisions here, and we're going to get him on the show in about 25 minutes so we can get him on here to tell us what he's being told by members of the Board of Regents. Maybe Eddie Nunez he'll have a chance to speak with, maybe Garnett Stokes as well. So we're expecting to get Will Weber on the show at 6:05 to get the very latest from inside the building, his interviews with those people that were all part of this decision here. But a very, very interesting afternoon, to say the least. But I got to be honest with you, Mike, it wrapped up rather quickly, if you ask me. I mean, from the whole thing about the student body population and the trending with the numbers for Title IX compliance to a couple of questions about the Power Five and the importance of the UNM, the Lobos being in the Mountain West Conference, to the condition of the concrete slab that basically the springboard is on, and then the 3-meter, or I should say the 3-meter diving platform, to all of a sudden, okay, we're saving diving, meeting adjourned. 7-0 vote. They were all over the board there at the last few minutes there. And I don't know if that's just a way of trying to cover their base or say, hey, we touched on that topic. It was discussed. And so they can go back after the fact and say, well, these things were talked about. So, we did what we needed to do. And we're all moving on now. And in a way, you want to look at it and say, well, and, you know, I feel bad because I know Jeremy Fishbein. I've known him for quite a long time now. And I'm a soccer fan. Yeah, swimming, you know, diving. I haven't been to any of their meets. I've been over there for some high school things and whatnot. But skiing, yeah, love to ski. I think it's huge for the industry, the tourism dollars here in the state. The ski industry obviously came to the rescue of the ski team previously, so I think that's a big hit. I think it will be missed. I think they represent the state of New Mexico in more ways than just, you know, they're at a ski event here and they come from the University of New Mexico. So I think that's going to hurt. And I hate to see that go. But soccer, that's one of those that I just can't believe that when it's all said and done, soccer would be one of the sports that they would cut at the University of New Mexico. But it looks like we're moving in that direction. But again, maybe the state legislature comes to the rescue here in a few months and maybe they reinstate soccer when it's all said and done. But I know Coach Fishbein is going to be very, very disappointed. But those people that showed up today, they did a terrific job of representing whoever it was, their business, the business a community here in town and really around the state. You had a lot of different people and from around the country. There was a person that stood up and spoke on behalf of Steamboat Springs and how well UNM represented up there when they've competed up there in the skiing competition. So that's what we've got right there. Mike?
I virtually ditto everything you said. I mean, I'm not surprised. I can't tell you how many times we've seen leaders in this city, in this town, at that university do the wrong thing. And here they are again doing what it is, in my opinion, the wrong thing, simply because you have people waving olive branches all over the freaking place saying, hey, we want to help you. And I don't believe for one damn second that anybody at that university gave any of those solutions credence. There was at one point during the meeting where Eddie Nunez and his staff said, oh, we looked at the representatives' proposals. None of them addressed Title IX, and they all increased the deficit. I don't know if that's true or not, but that seemed like a pretty quick takeaway, and we don't know how long they had to discuss those. It seemed like it was quickly over breakfast. So it's stupid.
Okay.
It's frustrating. It's dumb.
It is frustrating, and I sense that, and I'm getting a little frustrated thinking about it as well, because to me, let me just, you know, nuts and bolts here with this thing, okay? They voted several weeks ago on July 19th to axe the four sports, right? And then the reason they met again, what was the reason they had a meeting today? To cure the claimed violations of the Open Meetings Act, okay? It wasn't to get more information or that sort of thing. So they already had the information. They voted the way they voted back on July 19th. Why are they sitting here with this Q&A trying to get answers to these questions that they don't know the answers to? They should have known the answers to these questions back on July 19th, not spending an hour asking questions today. That doesn't make any sense to me. Oh, we're asking all these questions because we got questions after we voted 3 weeks ago, and the only reason we're here today is because we violated some state act, and now we got questions. And they just voted 7-0. So the dive team has been saved, but all those other sports apparently will fall by the wayside after this year. Okay, Will Weber's going to join us at 6:05. We got to have a little fun today, Mike. You want to try and maybe give away one of those $50 gift certificates? No? We do? So it's going to be the 6 o'clock happy hour. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're going to go down to UNM. We're going to talk to our buddy Will Weber with more depressing, embarrassing, frustrating New Mexican news. Typical New Mexican news day here on a Friday evening.
It's a Friday dump in more ways than one.
Yeah, seriously.
It is.
Unless you're a diver at the University of New Mexico.
Yeah, they're going to be partying tonight, having a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll do this thing with Will, and then we'll have some fun as we close out
our week. Is Will going to join us next, or
6:05? Yeah, I think 6:05.
Okay.
So you and I can just vent and air our grievances.
Well, I want others to vent. If they want to vent, that's part of the show here. That's why we got these phone lines. If you want to vent on what has gone down over at UNM, and we'll check Twitter and see what else is going on out there, but you can call the number, 994-1017.
We'll go over some Twitter reaction. That'll be fun.
That's always fun. Yes. Give me a call. Give me your thoughts. I'm Bob Brown. This is ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. I'm hoping for Raleigh. I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train.